Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
She started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are and no matter what you've done, then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome to the Healing Light Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ken Burrow, and this morning we have a very special guest. In fact, I've been a guest on her radio show. She's got one too. And her name is Evangelist Felicia Claiborne, and I am excited to have her as a guest this morning. She's a remarkable woman. She prayed for me here not too long ago, and I believe we got some results. I haven't been able to document it yet, but I know I'm feeling a lot better than I was before she prayed for me. So without further ado, what does ado mean, Felicia? I'm not sure. Anyhow, here's our guest this morning, Evangelist Claiborne. Good morning, girl.
Good morning. How are you doing, Brother Ken?
Well, I'm healthy, happy, terrific. Can't complain in any way, shape, manner, form. Bless going in, bless going out. But as always, I thank you for the inquiry.
It's always a blessing to be. It's always a blessing to be with you, and always great to be with you and with the people of God here. I am just so excited what all God is going to do.
Amen. God is doing some remarkable things these days, too. My goodness, he really is. I am seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. It's just still standing complete all of him. Absolutely in all.
He's doing mighty great works in the kingdom, even during this time, in this trying time that we're in now. He is still blessing, and so we just see miracles and people getting healed, and it's just been explosive of miracles that just me, you know, not I have seen, you have seen in this time.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people I'm sorry, my brain just went just for a second. I hate that when it happens, but you know. Well, I am just, like I said, amazed at what's going on, and I'm seeing a shift in the anointing and how God is healing people. I can't tell you, over the last 4 or 5 months, people get healed. I'll call someone to pray for them, and they get healed before they answer the phone. The anointing comes in, and bam, they get healed. And it amazes me how many people are getting healed, and I haven't said one word of prayer. Not one. He just comes in and does it. And the Bible says that he answers before we call, but it's amazing to watch that happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's just, even, you don't even have to touch nobody. Just say the word, and then people would be healed. But now it's like, people are getting healed right before you pray for them, and that's supernatural right there. You know, I had where I couldn't get a chance to talk to a person, and I said, I'm gonna pray for you, and during our day we forget, and I said, oh God, you know, before the end of the day, and then contact them the next day. Oh, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What all that he's doing, you know.
I tell people all the time that I don't have an iota of healing power within myself. Neither do you. Neither does anybody. But what is amazing to me is God is just showing us over and over and over, if we are willing to be the vessel and we just say, yes, Lord, I'll call. Or, yes, Lord, I'll pray. And bam, he shows up before we do. He answers the prayer before we even ask, which proves that we have nothing to do with it. It's all about the Holy Ghost. It's all about Jesus Christ. He gets the honor and the glory each and every time because he is the one who's doing it. I'm making sense, right?
Yes, you are. You make it really plain sense on what you're saying. I believe that, as he said in Jeremiah, he said, call upon me and I will answer thee. And that's what he has been doing for the ages, even before we were here on this earth. I'm seeing remarkable, countless miracles and healings happen. I mean, people getting healed. I had on one of the radio shows that I did, Kingdom Hope Connection radio show. I'm just putting the plug in there right now.
Go ahead.
We were a lady apostle that I know. We were doing a prayer session on the radio, and man, I'm telling you, people were coming in with their requests. People were getting healed and getting their answer from the Lord. And not many days after that, a lady contacted me on Messenger, and she said, because her grandmother had Alzheimer's, and She has been having mind trouble with her Alzheimer's. As we prayed for her, her mind went, she was clothed in her right mind. And I'm like, God, you did it once more and again, and I thank God for it. Give him glory for it.
Well, let me share a quick story with you. Last year, November 5th, I went to the North Georgia Revival in Dawsonville, Georgia. It was a life-changing effect, event for me, because when I came back, God had enhanced my gifts, and life as I know it changed drastically. But my mother-in-law suffers from dementia. Suffered, let me correct that, from dementia. And while we were in North Georgia Revival, I got a bottle of the oil that was leaking from the Bible. And while we were gone, and I call the dementia demons, because that's what they are. They just come in and try to steal their brains and their thinking process. But they also act up. And I guess while we were gone, she was just, you know, manifesting left and right, you know. And the night we got home, I walked in and I took one drop of oil and I put it on her forehead. Immediately, she returned to being herself. Immediately. And I was like, yeah, praise God. And then we put a drop of oil in her oatmeal for the next few days without her knowing it. And she has been, well, this past year has been awesome. We haven't had too much of dementia land. It's been a couple of times. But more or less, she's in her right mind. And I praise God for that. Just for the sake of my wife and her brother, that's their mama. You know, it's hard to watch people slip away into Alzheimer's. So it is awesome that God will come in and correct and fix and heal that. Amen?
Amen. I do agree with that. And new people that had Alzheimer's, and that is a slow, debilitating disease. That right there is not a fun, it's not a good experience to deal with and to take care of somebody. And, you know, they'll get angry, and then they'll get sad, you know, and they get happy. And with that, but we know that God is a healer. And he's a way maker, and he will do mind regulation and restoration. The Lord summoned me some time ago to pray for people who are missing. And a lady at our church food drive that we had at the church, this is before the pandemic, I came in, and we could be in close proximity with people. She came through the line. Her brother was missing. And so I thought the Lord just say pray. And we all prayed. We just held hands and prayed. She came back the next month and said, you know, they found my brother. And he was in his right mind. I said, God, I wanted to, you know, if I could, I could have run around the whole room. But, yeah, other people in there. But it's just an amazing thing. And I have been, like I said, he is just so amazing. God is just so powerful. And just say about your mother-in-law, it's you know, if I could, I'd jump up and down, but what comes up must come down.
Now, in your bio, it says that back in 2015, that God spoke to you and said, I give you my healing power. What has life been like? Share some of the miracles, because, you know, this is the Healing Light Channel, and one of the things I love to talk about is miracles. But I already know what I know. I want to hear what you know. So tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
God has been doing mighty things in that, and since 97, and since that time. I As everybody would know, if you're in ministry, God gives you that preparation time. And after the Lord showed me the dream, and He gave me the dream, I saw many people. At that time, I wasn't seeing that many people healed. It wasn't like I came out of the dream, woo, you know, the day after I just started seeing people healed. It took preparation time in that moment, and because I had the mother who had a sixth sense to say, you know, I got to guard you and not be used, but God said I had to be used for a reason. And the first person I prayed for was my pastor. He had a knee problem, and I prayed for his knee, and his knee was doing pretty fine. After I prayed, we made sure that we tested it out, made sure that it was a verified miracle before the Lord, and it was. And then he had me to come up at some of the services that he had and pray for people along with him. And it was just been remarkable seeing people healed, people who had visible miracles. I saw people, ears pop open, people who had back problems, they would come in, bend over a little bit, slouch a little bit, and God would heal them. But when God had me to venture out a little bit more and step out on faith, I saw many more through many people imparting into me, teaching, either praying for me. I would say that I'd never been to the North Georgia Revival. I wish I could, but if I did, I would be like a bowling ball rolling down pins and knocking down pews. But seeing God move in a mighty way, I saw people. As I shared in one of the radio programs that I did, of a lady in August of 2019, who was on a walker, and we had an outside jamboree in our church, and we take the church from the inside to the outside to the parking lot, and I was on the table, the prayer table, praying for people, and then I had literature and everything on salvation, prayer, and healing, and all that. And the lady, and I said, "Do you want prayer?" And she said, "Yeah." So I prayed for her. And God, for me, God don't use me in visions. He don't show me things. I could sense it, and in my imagination, He might give me what that is. I told her, I said, "Your back and your hips are having you're having pain there. God's healing you." And the lady said, "How do you know that?" I said, "Nothing but God told me that. The Holy Ghost told me that." You know, from August of 2019 to February of 2020, she was at a doctor's appointment, and she was on 10 medications. She got put off of all 10 medications. She's doing well, no walker. I saw her in March. She has no walker, and God has healed her body. And it's just a powerful moment just to see her healed. I have prayed for many people on Facebook. He has woke me up early in the morning. I mean, early. Not midnight early, but 3-4 in the morning. Praying for people during that time of that 3 to 6 hour is a supernatural hour of prayer. I prayed, and it was a person who their son, they haven't talked to their daughter. It was a mother who hadn't talked to their daughter. And God, I prayed, and God began to move. She messaged me later in that day. And she said her daughter talked to her and she was found. I said, "God, thank you. And I give you glory." Many people, it's an app called Periscope where you can link your Facebook account or your Facebook, Google, and your phone number, and you can, people will see you, but you won't see them. And I was on late that night, one night, and God said, just get on. You know, I was praying, Lord, I'm tired. I don't want to get on, you know. And I prayed for a lady who had a broken heart. Now, mind you, now, I didn't say, Lord, let me pray for people with broken hearts. No, he let me just pray for her. And she was crying. I had more people come on, family restoration, marital restorations of the relationships. And even, I'm telling you, throughout the time, God has done mighty works. I could tell you, it's just been powerful. As I have traveled many times, seeing people healed and brought out. I was in Chicago some time ago. I think several years ago, we prayed for, we went out as a street ministry. And we prayed for a guy who had needed to be saved. And he got saved right there in the park on the west side of Chicago. And I was like, yay, you know. He's like, come on, let's go take a lap around. You know, but I can't do that. Because you got to respect people's property and everything. But it's amazing how God does many things. And he summoned me when it came to me, how the Lord gave me that dream. I wasn't even, and a lot of people say, well, you dream what you watch that before you to close your eyes or whatever. It wasn't that kind of a dream. It was a supernatural dream that came to me as the Lord put me in a deep sleep. Now, I was up, you know, I didn't know what was going on. All I know, God put me in a deep sleep, and the last thing I saw was 4:38 in the morning that time. And when I got up and refreshed, I knew that God had put me in ministry. It wasn't like somebody pointed me out and said, you're going to be in a healing ministry. No, I knew God had put me in there, and I've been walking in it ever since.
You know, it's fun serving God, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. It's amazing. It is fun, very, very fun to serve the Lord. When you help others, God will help you in any area that you have that is lacking. I always say to people, you know, I never get a day off, you know, because I'm always on doing what ministry do, you know. Even during this pandemic, I don't have a day off. I'm essential. I have my computer, my phone, and I'm working, doing what God say do. I may not can get out and go to various places, but I'm doing the work of Him. And we do serve an awesome and mighty God in this day and time right now.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Now, I know that in my own personal ministry, there are probably 3 or 4 outstanding, most amazing miracles that I have seen. Okay? For me, there's at least 3 that just blow me away. What is the most outstanding miracle you have seen in your ministry?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good question to know. The one that I saw was when I was praying for a lady, you know, the greatest miracle of salvation. I was at a food giveaway as I was at a church, and I prayed for a lady to get saved, and that was one of the greatest miracles. The other one I could tell you about is I was praying for the same lady who was in August of 2019. This was back in 2017, late mid-2017. She was having problems with her leg. I prayed for her, And I'm telling you, I told her, walk back again. We was in a cafe area. She walked from one end of the cafe to the other end, and we just had a rejoicing time. And I'm telling you, a great move of God came out of that. And then the third one, I could say that the third miracle was I prayed for a person who had troubles with their arm. They couldn't move it. I pray. They came to me. They said, "Pray for me." And it was during the time of we have something called garden prayer at our church, so, like about an hour before the service on Bible class night. So I prayed for her arm, and I was moving her arm a little bit, and all of a sudden, I said, "I'm going to take your. I'm going to move my hand." And I said, "I want you to move." And she put that thing up in there because she couldn't lift it up to like a midway. She chucked that thing up, and I almost broke up the side of this prayer meeting. And I said, "Look at God. I can't believe it. This is happening in there." And she gave God all the glory that night. She said, "I got purple in my arm, and I can raise it all the way up." And that was one of the best miracles that the best miracle. You know, you have, I have more evidence to me. It's just a supernatural thing, how God does it, how God heals. It's just wonderful. It's indescribable in a way. I don't have no words to say, but thank you, Lord, for letting me serve you a long time.
I had God sent me to this little church one Sunday morning. And I'm going to say a little church. When I got there, there was one car in the parking lot. And I'm thinking, "Lord, what did you send me here for? There's nobody here, you know?" Mm-hmm. And politely told me to be quiet and go inside. You know, he can be firm sometimes. And I obeyed, and I went in there, and there was four people in that church. And before I left, three of those four people got healed. But the most remarkable one was the pastor's husband was blind.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't see. He could see, I guess his wife told me, people looked like trees to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is somebody I did not actually pray for. All I did was put anointing oil on one eyelid, anointing oil on the other eyelid, and the Lord said, "Stand back and watch." So I never touched him after that. And that man started praying in tongues and just crying, and he went on a good 15 minutes just crying and praying in tongues. And then he finally opened his eyes, and the first words out of his mouth was, "Oh, my God, I can see." Talk about a faith-building event. That right there built my faith up a whole bunch, I'm going to tell you. To watch somebody 3 feet from you who could not see and then regain his sight by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you what, that blew me away, number one, but it also increased my faith level a lot. I mean, a lot. And once again, I didn't pray for the man. Holy Spirit just healed him. And then there was a guy at a revival in Huntsville that was walking down the road. We were up in the projects, and he's walking down the road just talking loud to himself, cursing like there was no tomorrow. The Lord said, "Go talk." And he said, "Be nice." And Father God had just talked. Had just been talking to me about how I must look at all people through the eyes of Jesus. Much, much easier said than done. believe me, we have a tendency to let our own judgments jump in and that's not what God wants us to do. He really wants us to look at people through the eyes of Jesus. Anyhow, this crazy old guy walking down the road, limping very, very badly, And I have shared this on this radio show more than once because it is an example. He showed me an example of exactly what he meant by looking through the eyes of Jesus. Now, what I saw was this guy who every other word was taking the Lord's name in vain. And God said, be kind. I said, okay. And he stood there cussing at me and complaining about what had happened to him and everything else. And then he finally walked off, still talking cray-cray, going down the street yelling, you know. And about 20 minutes later, he came back up to the tent. And I looked at him and said, Lord told me that you had one leg shorter than the other. He goes, yeah, I do. I said, sit down, let's look. And it had to be the most drastic difference I've ever seen. I've seen God, you know, grow legs back out, arms out. I've seen that a lot. But this guy was 6-7 inches, Felicia. 6-7 inches difference. And Evangelist Brown and I kind of looked at each other, and I took one drop of oil, and I put it on that man's forehead. Neither Evangelist Brown or myself saw it happen. We only saw the aftermath, because 1 second later, we looked down, and his legs were absolutely even. Absolutely even. Again, I didn't pray for him. God just did. Well, about 2 weeks later, Evangelist Brown called me up and said, you remember that guy we didn't pray for? I said, yeah, I'll never forget that. He said, well, he came back. He was in his right mind. He was dressed normally. He was came to come back and give thanks to God and to praise the name of Jesus Christ. See, Jesus saw the man coming back normal in his right mind. I saw a crazy guy. But then when I looked at it through the eyes of Jesus, I saw somebody healed back in their normal mind and praising the Lord. And it really, that miracle had a big impact on me because it taught me that I really need to look at people through the eyes of Jesus, not through my own eyes. Am I making any sense at all here, hon?
Oh, you are making sense. It seemed like with that, when we see people in their right mind and their whole, it's an amazing thing. I will forget sometime before God called me in the healing ministry. My she was an evangelist herself, and I remember people that she prayed for. I mean, just out of their mind, just talking out of their head, and all of a sudden she started praying, and it's like that mask don't come back no more. It's like it's gone, and I'm like, God, they came in here just talking out of their head, and you know, and then all of a sudden they come safe. He said, that's my power. That's not of her or you. It's of me.
Amen.
Said, I'm the one that eases the mind. He said, I'm the one going to do it. It's not of you. It's not of me. If I pray for somebody who is deranged, I pray, God, you go in that mind. Be my regulator. You give them peace. And all of a sudden, it's like a transformation happens. I never will forget. There was a person in church. She hadn't been there in a while. But one night she came up and the pastor was talking and she just started belting out nonsense, this nonsense, nonsense. So the whole church just starts to pray, and here comes the church ladies, you know, the ones that like to be around people. And I know, God just spoke to me, plead the blood of Jesus. So I said, okay, Lord, I just start pleading the blood of Jesus. And because it was a heavy atmosphere when she came up there, and all of a sudden it lifted, and it was like a breakout of deliverance happened all over the place. I mean, somebody in the back was getting their mind restored. People were getting delivered. I mean, it was just a mighty, massive move of God that day in that time. I thank God for the miracle that he let you see. You know, you didn't even touch the man anymore. You just touched his eyes, you know, put the oil on his eyes, and he saw. It's like, oh, my goodness, that would have been a great revival outbreak.
Well, it was for all for the five people in the church that morning. Listen, I have a prayer request. It came across Messenger. I'm not going to say the gentleman's name in full. His name's Randy, as I'm going to say. And Randy said that he would love it if the two of us would meet in agreement. He says, you already know what's going on. I don't. That's okay. He doesn't want to talk about publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But he believes in the power of agreement. So we're going to take a moment and pray for Randy. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
All right. I'll start off and you can finish. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we know without a doubt in our minds that you are a God of miracles, that miracles happen each and every day. And my brother Randy needs a miracle from you, Lord God. And Felicia and I meet in agreement that this miracle will occur. We say it in the power and authority of the name of Jesus Christ. We speak that miracle will occur, even though I don't know what it is. Lord, you do. And that's all we need is you. So, Father God, your word says, declare a thing and it shall be established. So we declare right now that a miracle will happen for Randy and his family. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Felicia.
Lord, I pray for Brother Randy. I ask you, God, that you will come in and make a way out of no way. I command every stagnation that would try to hinder him from getting the miracle to be broken now in the name of Jesus. I speak right now provision. I speak hope. I speak, oh God, there it is. I speak your miracle working power to come forth in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. We know it's already done. I pray for doors to be open in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you answer. You know, we started off the show a little different this morning. Normally, I play Nicole Lillard's song. But for some reason, I played, Lord, I Need a Miracle. Somehow that's apropos.
I'm telling you right now, I sense his anointing coming forth right now.
Yes.
Those watching, those that are listening to the replay, God is healing you right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet now.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I can sense the anointing. I don't know, Brother Ken, if you can. I know I can sense it as we have prayed and talked. It's been really growing, but the anointing is so strong right now. I'm telling you, I'm trying to fight to talk in English right now, but he is moving, and somebody is having pain in their legs, and God is healing. Somebody's having trouble.
Somebody's having your left, because that pain just. You said that. It's down in their calf, and the backside of it. Wow. And it's very, very uncomfortable. Folks, God gave me a strange gift. It's like a word of knowledge, except I can physically feel people's pain. And I'm going to jump in, and I don't know who you are, but that left calf is painful. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I stand in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, and I command that pain to leave you now. Pain, you must comply. The Word of God says in Psalms 107, verse 20, I sent my word to heal you and to prevent you from your destruction. And in John, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Before the foundations of this earth were set into place, God had a plan to heal you. And I speak now, once again, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, that thing feels like about an 8 or a 9. Go pain now, in Jesus' name, leave. Go. There it's going. Yep. There it's leaving. It's one thing I know, when I feel it, I get excited because I know, one, God doesn't show me people's pain for no purpose. There it's going. It's down to 5 now. If this is you, pain is going now as we're talking. If this is you, please contact us and let us know what God did for you this morning, because I'm telling you right now, it's down to a 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep on talking. I do want to shift just for a second. If you are listening this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the greatest miracle of all. We see healing miracles. We see blind people get their sight. Deaf people get their hearing. And many, many pains are taken away. But the greatest miracle is when you decide to ask Jesus into your heart. Salvation is the greatest miracle of all. Because not only does it changes your eternal destination. And I'm not really religious about things. Here's how I've been telling people for years. You know, you don't have to be at a church service to get saved. You can, right where you're at right now, all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and we're all sinners. All of us fall short of the glory of God. Just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I believe you died on that cross, and 3 days later, you rose again. And you are the living Son of God, and I want you to come into my heart and prove to me that you are real. If you ask him that, I guarantee you, the instant that you say, prove to me that you are real, come into my heart, you're going to know without a doubt in your own mind that Jesus Christ is alive and living, because he will come into your heart and he's going to change you for the better. So ask him. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself. Ask him into your heart. It'd be the greatest miracle you've ever had. Thank you. Go ahead, Felicia. I just had to throw that in there for a second.
Amen. I was praying. I had muted myself on the phone. But I tell you, God is still moving, and I know somebody is getting healed of that leg pain, and that is going, it has left, and it was the left knee that pain was in. But if somebody that's having a, oh my God, hallelujah, somebody's eyes are getting healed, whoever that is, contact us. You might be listening to the replay. And then
yes,
there's somebody with pain in your shoulder. You're having pain in your shoulder. You can't lift up. It's like you had some kind of a pain there. God is healing that. And then if somebody's having pain, I mean, it's like a, it's indescribable pain. I'm not going to say where it's at. But he said, once you surrender your life over to me, you're going to see that pain leave. He said, you're in God, but you have been falling away a little by little. You're going to get healed as you get down on your knees and surrender totally to me. You're saved, but you haven't been walking out what you've been walking out with. He has told you. From that, you're going to see many testimonies, and you're going to see people saved. My God, I tell you. What is the Lord showing you, Brother Ken? I know the Lord is using you right now.
Pelvic pain. Somebody's got some pelvic pain, and it hurts on both sides, but mostly on the right side. There's a almost like a knot right there where your leg joins close to your pelvic area. That pain's got to leave too in Jesus' name. Wow, that went quick. It's gone already. Whew. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. That's all I got right now. What you got, sweetie?
Somebody's having pain in their kidney. I don't know which one. The Lord is not telling me, but if somebody's having kidney pain, and it's because you've been you're fearing that you're gonna have dialysis. It's not gonna count at all. All you have to do is reach up and receive it in Jesus' name. Oh my goodness, I tell you, once we prayed, that was it. That was just the kickoff of it. I've been praying before the program, and it's the remarkable anointing of God is flowing. There's somebody that's having a problem with your family, and you've been having problems with your children. He said, "Don't worry about them. He's gonna straighten them out. They're gonna get saved." One is having problems with their foot, and they were the athlete, and they had to get out. But God is healing that foot, and they're gonna be called to the ministry. Hallelujah! Hello, amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing. If you have a praise report or prayer request, please contact us here. We're here to pray for you, and we're here to rejoice with you. I didn't mean to steal your thunder, Brother Ken. That's the mind of a radio host, you know. Oh, wow. My God.
Wow.
It's mighty things. Yeah.
He amazes me. Now that pain that was in my leg is gone now. Which tells me, because I've only been experiencing this new gift for the past year or so, but I can tell you this, every time he's ever showed me pain on somebody, every time I've prayed for somebody and it leaves me, I know as a fact it left them too. And that is awesome. You know, I prayed for a woman yesterday who I ain't talked to in quite a while. I prayed for her before, but she was having back pain, shoulder pain. And God will just tell you what area, you know, he wants you to address first. With her yesterday, it was her legs and her hip. And then she started talking about her, "Well, my back hurts, my shoulder hurts." I said, "Hold on, girl. We're going to do this one step at a time." But the wonderful thing is, God will instruct me to tell her to, you know, bend backwards, which caused extreme pain for her. But she did it three times, and on the third time, all the pain was gone. Absolutely gone.
Amen.
You know?
I just want to say I rejoice with you, with the lady. I know she wanted to get prayed for. She wanted to get healed, but real good. She's like, "I'm taking all that I can."
Yep. And she was just rejoicing. And that's one thing I know. Some people will come back rejoicing and just be absolutely excited about what God just did for them. Some will just be, you know, kind of melancholy about it. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus still heals today. And it is not limited to apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and preachers. The Bible says, for those who believe, these signs will follow. And if you believe Jesus Christ saved you, and you know your salvation is real, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside of you. Imagine if you know about that. You know, That is the power of God who lives inside of you. As a believer, you have the right, God-given right, to use the name of Jesus Christ to enhance his kingdom. You can do just like Evangelist Claiborne, just like me, just like anybody else you know who's gifted in these ways. You have that same gift. You just haven't developed it yet. You know? Start standing. Don't let fear stop you. Fear always comes in and tells, don't you pray for that person. They're going to think you're crazy or this or that or the other thing. Devil wants to stop you doing what God wants you to do. But if you step out in faith and you start praying for people, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit's going to show you some results. Why? Because those who believe, these signs will follow. Amen, Felicia?
Amen. I agree. And you step out on faith and do it. That he that begun a good work in you shall perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. It took me a while. I just didn't jump up and say, oh, you know, I wanted to go flow in the power and the fire of God as long as he allows me to. And it took time. And I know, Brother Ken, it's taking you time. I know I've been in it for a while. I just didn't jump up and say, go. I didn't jump up and go down to the corner and start praying for people. He had to speak to me and guide me with the guidance of those who have been in that kind of anointing at that time. You know, I know it's a decade difference, but still. The thing is to wait patiently on God and get into the spirit. You don't hear about people getting in the spirit all the time now because they want to be in the flesh and they want to be seen. When you're in the spirit, those that's in the spirit going to see it. And those that aren't, it's going to be so amazed to them to see how God uses you. It's amazing. How the lady that I prayed for in August, she said, how do you know? I said, only the Spirit told me. I said, I don't know. I can't heal a flea, but spiritually I can't. But it's only God that leads me to pray for somebody and to pray and pray for folks. And I know it's the same with everybody that's in this genre here.
Well, I know that every time God shows me pain on somebody or I feel the pain, it's always, always 100% accurate. Not once has it not been. And that's because it's the Holy Ghost showing me. Sometimes I think it's a little bit bittersweet gift because sometimes I call people and they are in such pain that when it hits me, it's like, oh, wow, whoa, my goodness, you know. But the good news, and I tell everybody I pray for, if God is showing me your pain, I promise you that pain is going to leave you now. And every time it does, every time. And I tell you what, I know we're running short on time, but I didn't want to throw this in here. There is coming soon, I believe it's already begun, you can call it the Great Awakening, you can call it Last Day Revival, but there's going to be a nameless, faceless revival that's going to sweep across this land like a fire. Remember the old Ponderosa show where they started the map on fire? It's going to burn like that. It's going to burn like that across the country. And God is going to use the body of Christ to accomplish this final revival. And I say it's final because Jesus is coming back, y'all. He's coming back. He's coming back sooner than most of us know. I'm excited about it. And I get real excited whenever I talk about the revival because it is going to occur and it's going to be such a supernatural revival that no one is going to be able to deny that Jesus Christ is still alive today, still healing people, and still bringing people into the kingdom. And that is, to me, I think about it. I go, God, I'm so happy to be alive in a time such as this. Even with everything that's going on in this world, you know, I'm a Psalms 91 man, so I don't worry about all this COVID-19 stuff. But I am excited that soon, and I mean even sooner, I wish he would give me a date, but he ain't giving me a date. He just keeps telling me it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Be prepared, get ready. Stay ready. Amen?
Amen. I'm just blessed by the great revival. I've been praying for revival a long time and have saw spurts of it. God called me. We were in the Brownsville revival, was in the midst of that. And man, I'm telling you, this is greater than Brownsville, Smithton, Lakeland, and what a man of God now in East Tennessee going through the final revival. It's going to be beyond this.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, it's going to make Azusa Street look like Sesame Street. and I am privileged to know many apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers from across the country. And I get really, really excited because these people don't know each other. And I talk to them and they're all saying the same thing. Only God can do. Only God can do that. You know, we've got us all on the same page, and we're all saying the same things, and we're all feeling in our spirit the same things. And that in itself is miraculous to me.
Oh, definitely, definitely. He's speaking the same thing. That means it's going to happen, and we're all in one accord.
Yes. And even though we might not realize we're in one accord, we are. You know, and it just blesses my socks off every time I talk to somebody and they start telling me what I was going to tell them.
It's like one after the other.
Yes, man. Well, I want to thank you so very, very much for being our guest today. I thank you for stepping out in your gift today. I'm looking forward to getting people who got touched today. Please, either contact Felicia or me on Facebook. It's Ken Borden Burrow on Facebook. It's Evangelist Felicia Claiborne on Facebook. No, it's Felicia Claiborne on Facebook. Contact us and let us know what happened, would you please? Because, you know, the word testimony means God will do it again. So if you testify what God did for you today, we'll share it with others, and then God will do it again for somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we only got 2 minutes left. Well, we've got less than 2 minutes left. So in closing, why don't you share with us what's on your heart?
Well, what's on my heart is God is moving. He's making ways out of no ways. And get into the flow of God, and those of you that got that healing gift, get into the spirit, start flowing in it, wait for God to move. And when you wait for God to move, he will show you what to do and go into that. Just remember, never leave the last place that God told you. If you can take your right now and you hold on to your right now, but you're not yet, God will give you, he blew your mind.
Yeah. Once again, my sister, thank you so very, very much. You know I love you, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. I love you so, and the ministry that God has let me to be able to come in and to know about you, and it's just been a wonderful experience. And still, we're still going in this journey, and I thank God for it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, folks, we thank you so very much for tuning in today. God bless each and every one of you. As I always say on my other shows, be blessed and be a blessing. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you.
You have been listening to The Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to the Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.